Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The one major thing that I believe human beings struggle with everywhere around the world is the concept of balance. Like, whenever you as a human or as a person, whenever you dedicate yourself to something, you tend to go either too far into that thing, and those who have committed to move away from that thing move too far away from that thing. You see it a lot with politics, right? Where people choose or decide that they're going to be more left-leaning and they tend to go too far into that. And then others decide they're going to be right-leaning and then they go too far into that, to a point where for those who are on the other side in relationship to where you're at, you miss some of the good points that they're making. So the point I'm trying to make here is we're going to be talking about having a balance when it comes to having your relationship with God and with people. Because here's what some people do. Believe it or not, this is an actual real thing where they become so in love and immersed in their relationship with God that they become completely removed from a balanced life where they even participate in a relationship with the human beings around them. And this is something that scripture is very clear about. The fact that we should not forsake one another. The fact that we should take the relationships that we have with one another very seriously. I'm actually reminded of when Paul talks about communion, and he gives advice on how, I believe it was the Church of Corinthians, he was actually rebuking them because a lot of them were coming to have communion having already eaten, having not eaten, actually, that not even being the important point. But what they were doing is whenever communion is laid out, they would eat and fill themselves with that food without even waiting for their brothers so that they can share the communion together. And this was something that really bothered him because they were gathering to have communion, but they were making it about themselves as individuals and not about necessarily them meeting as brethren. He went to the point of even saying, rather eat at home so that when you get here, you're not focused on how much you can eat, but you're focused on how much time you can spend with your brethren. And that makes it such, it gives such a different perspective as to how the concept of Christianity actually functions. And the thing about it, with us human beings, one thing we fail to admit, especially once we're saved, because we'd like to believe that when you're born again, you have a love for people. But one thing that we fail to admit is the fact that people make it very easy for you to stop believing in them. People will irritate you. People will do things to disappoint you. People will convince you that your time or your time spent with them is not worth it. Or rather, how I should phrase it is that they're not worth your time. Human beings will absolutely convince you of that. So as a result, when you're pursuing God, it becomes very easy for you to just put yourself in a silo and spend time with God and not consider the needs of the people around you. You know, one of the things that I was delving into a lot, right, when I started my journey into fasting as an individual, not necessarily fasting according to the program that's at church. One of the journeys I was going through is learning to understand God's heart and how I remember there was a time when he was rebuking, I think it was the Israelites, where he was very frustrated that in your fastings, you forget each other. Like in your fastings, you forget the meaning of it in it of itself. Like imagine you're fasting and you would walk past a brother who is hungry, right? And it might even, I remember someone preaching and sharing that it might be good practice for you as an individual that every time you fast, the lunch that you would have made to take to work, make it and then give it to someone else. Puts you into that sense, into that practice where you can actually now understand that, okay, look, this person is in my life. Now, seeing as what I wanted to move towards rather is this, right? When you are in a romantic relationship, it is very easy for you to focus more on either on the romantic relationship too much, because remember that the issue we're discussing here is balance. Or, and you find this very, very, this is very, very common, you find that you focus way too much on your relationship with God and you put too in second, not even second place or secondary, but your partner and your relationship with them tends to suffer. And a lot of people do this where you don't realize that not our existence is not in the spiritual realm. We live in the physical realm. In other words, you still need to learn to wash dishes, right? You still need to learn how to drive a car. If you want to be good at your job, you're going to have to put in some time in order to be. If you want to remain fit, you're going to have to exercise. None of those things will happen via osmosis or will be fed into your body from the spiritual realm. So we understand that because we live and exist in a physical world, we therefore have to learn how to do things. We need to exercise discipline, right, in order for us to participate and practice and be good at certain things. I think it works just the same. I would venture to say and be bold enough to say it works just the same when it comes to building a relationship with your partner and with God and striking a balance between the two. Understanding that if you over-prioritize your relationship with God, you will lose your partner. If you over-prioritize your relationship with your partner, you will dwindle and lose your sensitivity towards God, right? And that's a very important balance to strike. That as you're, and also right now, if you're a young person, if you're growing, if you have not yet found or gotten married or have your spouse yet, it's important for you to ask the question of, what does a healthy, balanced relationship between Christ and my partner look like? What does it actually look like for me to pursue God while also pursuing my partner? Right. And obviously, these are not mutually exclusive. On one end, pursue God, right? Only like you can only pursue God. And then you put a very thick wall on the other end. You're pursuing your partner. They overlap. And of course, God supports you in pursuing your partner. And that's a very important part to recognize. The fact that God is there and God is happy when you are in a relationship, even if it's a relationship with your friends, with your colleagues, a relationship with your family. God is active in helping you pursue those relationships within their isolated contexts, right? Within their respective contexts. It's very important for us to understand that God is for you seeking your spouse. God is for you seeking your friendships. God is for you investing in your friendships. Obviously, all of these and in your family, the relationship you have with your family. All of these relationships are relationships that God is invested in and wants to teach you how to pursue them well and within their respective contexts. But the important thing for us to understand as well, right, the very, very important thing for us to understand as well is that we don't have to choose between God and people. We need to learn how to strike a balance. However your equation looks, like if you say I spend 60% of my time with God and 40% with people, investing in people, or the other way around, the equation is not what I'm trying to focus on, but the understanding that as you walk with God, it is in God that you then work on your relationships with other people, right? Because you're constantly in God. You're constantly, because there are people, believe it or not, who find their fulfillment in spending time with people. Like they find that their cup is more filled and easier filled when they spend a lot of time with people, and they minimize their time with God, and vice versa. You find people who go and spend so much time with God that they minimize the time spent with people to a point of them not really enjoying fellowship with people, talking about God with people, studying God with people, fasting alongside people. What I want to say to you is that those are very, very important. It is the reason why Christ said, love God, and then also said, love your neighbor as well, right? Do the vertical. Invest in the vertical and also invest in the horizontal, because they're equally important. God is able to touch you work through you in changing people's lives as you work on your relationship with Him and you work on your relationship with people. Very, very important, right? So as you enjoy the day, as you go about your day, thinking about your status, where you're at in life and who you should be with and who you should be hanging out with, consider the balance, how you're balancing or how you're going to be balancing your relationship with your relationship with Christ and your relationship with people.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.